The World This Week. Business.
A federal judge in America found that the Federal Trade Commission had failed to show how Microsoft's proposed takeover of Activision Blizzard, an online games developer, would hurt competition, and denied the regulator's request for an injunction to block the deal. The FTC argues that Microsoft will make Activision's best-selling games, such as the Call of Duty series, exclusive to its Xbox platform. Both companies hailed the judge's decision, which the FTC is appealing against. Britain's Competition and Markets Authority, which also objects to the merger, said it would now be open to considering a restructured deal. NVIDIA, which makes chips for its artificial intelligence applications and has seen its share price soar this year, is reportedly in talks to become an anchor investor in Arm, a chip designer, ahead of Arm's blockbuster IPO later this year. NVIDIA's takeover proposal for Arm was struck down by regulators last year. Amazon filed a legal challenge against its inclusion on a list of 19 companies that the European Union says are subject to new rules governing online content under the Digital Services Act. Facebook, TikTok, and Twitter are also included on the list, but Amazon says that retailing is its business and not advertising or the dissemination of information. America's annual rate of inflation cooled to 3% in June, the smallest 12-month increase since March 2021, and far below the 9.1% recorded a year ago. Core inflation, stripping out food and energy prices, remained higher than the overall rate at 4.8%. The Federal Reserve's next announcement on interest rates is July 26th. Thames Water said it had raised £750 million, or $970 million, from shareholders in emergency funding. It had sought £1 billion. The company, which provides water and sewage services to London and the surrounding region, is drowning in debt. The government is said to be thinking about nationalising the utility if it collapses. Jeremy Hunt, Britain's Chancellor of the Exchequer, announced a number of reforms that will allow the country's big pension funds to invest in unlisted high-growth firms and private equity. The pension firms have committed to allocate 5% of assets in their default funds to unlisted equities by 2030, which the government reckons will increase savers' pension pots on average by up to 12%. It also estimates that the plan will increase investment in British firms by £50 billion or $65 billion. In a setback to India's ambition to become a global hub of chip making, Foxconn, best known for assembling the iPhone, pulled out of a $19.5 billion joint venture to develop semiconductors at a factory in Gujarat. The deal had been announced with much fanfare last year.